You are listening to the Get Started Online Podcast, the best podcast delivering useful tips and strategies without the hype to help you start a business online. GetStartedOnline.net. Start your business online today. Now, here is your host, Eddie Sands.
Hello, friends. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening from wherever you may be listening to me today. This is your host, Eddie Sand, with episode number 43. Focus on the millions, right? Wrong. Now, this episode is brought to you by GetStartedOnline.net. Start your online business today. So, here's the problem that I see about this focusing on millions, okay? I mean, I believe it's wrong, because if you start focusing on the millions, you're really going to miss out on a lot, but you can still get to your millions. However, I'm talking specifically to the problem of having top-performing leaders get on stage at a big event and having the story behind their millions. Like, how do they make it, right? And maybe you can relate to this, because I went to a lot of events where I heard the same story from different people. All right, of course, they put some personalization in their story, but it was practically the same thing. And it was something like this, that they were broke, that they lived in a car, that they lost their house, that they went bankrupt. And then 7 months or 12 months into the business, they made $1 million. Then they're top performing leaders now. Have you heard that before? Have you gone to an event and heard that? Or have you ever heard that type of story before? Because like I told you, I have, and I kept hearing it over and over, no matter what type of event, no matter what type of company, no matter who the leader was, if they had an extraordinary story, it typically went like that. So here is how I felt by so many times that I have heard it before. I felt hopeless. I felt hopeless because I got to see these leaders on stage, and it was the same story, right? So it practically kept telling me that I can't do that. Like, how dare me? I'm never going to be like they are, because look how they had to go through all that and they accomplished it so quick. And here I am years later and I still haven't made $1 million, right? So that was my mindset. And I felt hopeless. I couldn't believe I wasn't where they were. And then I started started wondering, well, how did they do it? How did they really do it? They're telling me this story, and it sounds about the same like every other story, but how did they do it? So in today's message, I want to give you the number one answer, the common answer that I got from persistently looking and asking at those top leaders, how did they get their millions and how did they do it so quick? And that's what I give you today. And get this, the answer is raving fans, a big following, huge following of raving fans. So let me tell you a story. I remember years ago, I went with my wife and my children. We took a drive to Tampa. It's not that far from Jacksonville, a couple of hours or so. It was about 3 hours, but it was a nice ride. It was a cool ride. And we got there to the event, and I decided to go to this event because I needed an extra push. I needed to network. I needed to get excited and enthusiastic about some things that I wanted to accomplish. And so when I got there, I got lucky because it was actually one of those small beginning events where I will say there was about 300 people in the room. There was round tables with food and water, and everybody was just there, you know, talking, networking. And we had the speakers on stage, right? So the event went on and everybody got their prize. Then people started to come up to talk to us about their success. And sure enough, there was a couple of gentlemen there, an older gentleman and a younger man that I got to hear and listen to the same message. You know, the same story, right? They made their millions, they became top leaders, and they were broke, they lost their house, one of them was something to do with the 2008 financial breakdown, whatever, you know, all this stuff, the stock market stuff, that they lost money, you know, same thing, right? Lost a lot of stuff, then 6-7 months later started with the company and got back up and now multimillionaire. So I got to think, okay, this is my chance. You know, my chance here is I'm going to have to ask them, what's the deal? Like, how is it that they made it happen? So I went up to, after their talk, I congratulated them and I approached them and say, hey, you know, can you tell me, like, what is it? Like, how is it that you got to this place? And sure enough, right, they gave me the general answer that just about every one of those leaders are just going to give you. Well, son, or, you know, whatever. Well, what you need to do is you need to have your goals. Okay, do you have a clear mental picture of your goals? Okay, and then what you need to have is you need to have the drive, this enthusiasm, and work at it hard, and you need to get a lot of people. You need to get a lot of people. That's practically what they said. I mean, of course, again, here and there, they were, you know, personalized to what their experience is. However, that was it. And I kept asking, but no, really, like, tell me, like, what did you really do? Yes, I know what you're saying, but what did you personally, what did happen and what did you do? So anyway, I kept persistent, and guess what? That was when I kept persistent, they basically, one of them that said something like this. He said, well, you know, if I look back, I basically was with an MLM company and I built it. And I had a big team, and I was a top leader there. Then the company went bankrupt, and I didn't do anything about anything at all. I just took off and did all the businesses, and then I lost everything. And then I found this company, and I decided to just go tell all my leaders from the other company that we used to be part of. And I went and told those leaders to tell their people from that company that this is something new and this is going to work for all of us. Voila, that's it. That was it. And get this, I asked the other individual in the same type of answer. I said, well, don't you know it? They had a big following already. So here's what I have for you, okay? I'm going to give you a couple of tips based on what I've learned and based on this information that I'm giving you. The tip number one is think about building a list quickly. Build a following, basically, okay? Create raving fans. That's what you're looking for. Whatever endeavor, whatever business you're going after, specifically if you're going online business, and you're starting, let's say, even with affiliate marketing or your own online business, listen, building a list should be your number one priority. Okay, that is it. Build a huge following and they will follow you. Okay, all right, so that's tip number one. Focus on that. The second thing is focus on taking care within that list, taking care of leaders from that list, okay? Meaning, create small teams of people and find those leaders and create a team. Because let me tell you, it is so important to have to be surrounded by a group of people that are going the same direction as you are, have the same type of dreams and enthusiasm for entrepreneurship. And it's good to be surrounded by good leaders, good team. Having a big list will help you in the future, no matter what endeavor you go after. But having leaders within your team is very key. This is something that these individuals had. So, what are you going to do? So let's say you now go to another company and you get on, start with a new company, and 6-7 months later, you do exactly what these people did. You contact your leaders, you encourage them, and you get enthusiastic about the opportunity. Those leaders get enthusiastic and excited about the opportunity, and they tell everybody else that they have a following, you have a following, and you'll just grow through the process of making your millions and becoming a top leader in your company. And that, my friend, is the secret to your success in whatever company you're in. So there you have it. I really hope that this helps you. I feel very passionate about making sure that you get the right information, make the right choices and right decision from facts, from really what really happens out there. And if you found this helpful, I will truly appreciate it to share it. You know, maybe somebody that you know may want to hear this information that can help them out. Go ahead and share it, and I will appreciate that greatly. Till next time, have an outstanding day. Peace.